If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Everybody, regardless of where you are, I just need you to do me a favor. I need you to reach down real quick and just touch your calves. Let's check them out together. Let's see. We're on calf watch. That's where we are. The 49ers just finished their final practice of the week. The 49ers just had their press conference with the good old Kyle Shanahan, who was basically laughing, comically smirking like the Joker, like Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight. That is exactly what Kyle Shanahan looked like the whole entire time. And so, yeah, we're going to talk some Christian McCaffrey, obviously. And look, you're here because you clicked on our show. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel about it. A lot of people are going to disagree with it. That's cool. Disagreements are all right. Where we are in the Christian McCaffrey, whatever the hell this is, man, yeah, you could take it and run with it. You could be doom and gloom. You could be the sky is falling. You could be, I don't know. Or you could be like, yeah, I think this. There are grounds for whatever you want to go for. But I'm telling you right now. Here we go. Let me say this. I freaking love this. I love today. I really, really do. I thought Kyle Shanahan's press conference was a masterclass. I do. Last year, okay? Again, just judge Kyle off of the way in which he has handled this situation last year, this offseason today, okay? This is very important. Last year, the first Wednesday, whenever he submitted the practice reports and, you know, injured, all that stuff, and he got asked about Christian McCaffrey, what did Kyle Shanahan say last year about Christian McCaffrey? What did he say? There's a chance Christian McCaffrey could suit up this week and start week one. Yeah, there's a chance. Now, let's jump forward a full calendar year, 367 days to be exact. Tell us about Christian McCaffrey. He goes, guys, I'm not going to tell you anything about Christian. And then has that smirk on his face, that absolute just won the fraternity beer pong championship smirk of all smirks. I'm just telling you, I'm sorry, man. Like I'm just saying now, again, wherever you are, that emboldened you in your take, right? Shifty right here. That press conference didn't fill me with much confidence, dude. It sure as hell didn't take any away from me. Kyle Shanahan and injuries, I've told you 1,000 times. We've done like 1,500 plus shows here. Trust Kyle on a lot of things. Don't trust him on injuries. Ever. Ever. Don't do it. Because guess what? That dude will look for any advantage that he could possibly get. Now, here is the ultimate winner. Put yourself in the Seattle Seahawks situation. What the hell do you do with this information? Right? Because, look, if Christian McCaffrey's playing, we have to have a plan to stop Christian McCaffrey, period. Like, that is everything. If Christian McCaffrey isn't playing and Brian Robinson is going to be the main guy, well, then what do you got to do then? Crap. All right. Well, now we got to prepare for between the tackles, power run, all this stuff. We have to know the tendencies, what that looks like, all that stuff. It's there. Yeah. Christian McCaffrey is officially questionable. And also, if you want to throw this in there, Christian McCaffrey didn't technically practice today. Friday's the light day. Go watch the warm-up videos. The press is only allowed out there for that first 15-minute kind of warm-up period. Go watch the videos. There's plenty of them. 95.7 put one out there. David Lombardi put one out there. Cam Inman put one out there. I mean, all eyes were on CMC. And you watch him going through, you know, I used to coach track for a long time. That dude's going through a track runner's workout. A skips, B skips, C skips, hops. You're doing your Frankensteins. You're doing your straight legs. You're doing all those things. And, you know, I'm not a doctor. Shocker to nobody. And this was even echoed in Kyle Shanahan's entire thing. Yeah, I'm not a doctor. That just don't... You see CFC out there pointing to people and celebrating and all that stuff, smiling. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I'm sorry. I am not one of those people that is looking at this and saying, man, Christian McCaffrey, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And he's questionable, and I could be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. No problem being wrong. And if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. Now, you know, this show is, this is my favorite show every week in the season. It's our first one of the year where we go through preview, scouting reports, injury reports, bets, predictions for week one. We're doing all those things. Now, I'm very confident in CMC. And I've been watching, you know, all of the betting and everything, and we'll share all that with you. Bet MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, promo code 49ers. But, like, I wasn't going to bet any CMC stuff week one anyway. I just wasn't because the lines are so high. 16 and a half carries, 80-plus rush yards, like, 40-plus pass. Like, that's too much week one. Like, I didn't like those numbers anyway. But this, now I'm for sure not betting them. I'm for sure not going to bet them. Look at Yatsik, my man. He says, if CMC plays this Sunday, it'll be Christmas, come early, period. CMC's playing. I'm telling you right now, he's playing. The old Kyle Shanahan line, we could all be dead by Sunday. I don't know what's going to happen. We could all be dead. Yeah, and I'm telling you right now, Kyle Shanahan is putting on a masterclass. And if the words, here we go. Let's go to Kyle right here.
I understand. I don't think you understand.
Dude, I'm telling you, for the people that are like, man, I can't with Kyle Shanahan. He's just too pompous. He's too arrogant. Oh, I love that side of him personally. Yeah, sometimes it rubs me the wrong way. But like right now, all the context. I started covering the 49ers in this aspect of the 40 Hours Rush podcast before Kyle Shanahan got hired. I've been here through the whole damn thing. I've watched every press conference that dude's ever done. Ever. I'm telling you, it has led up to this moment. And I can guarantee you, Kyle Shanahan is laughing his ass off in those coaches' meetings, in those meetings. I guarantee you, the smirk, he can't hide it. He can't hide it. Ugh. And again, this is just my opinion. I'm not out there. I'm not an insider. I'm not a beat reporter. I don't want to be those things. Nothing wrong with those things. I ain't that. I'm not that. But, you know, I put out there several times today and yesterday, guys, it's weird. I'm not overly concerned about this. And it's not because of what happened last year to CMC. It's how they've handled this entire offseason. Christian McCaffrey has been on this damn work schedule the entire time, which is, look, we are hard practice, two practices off. Not even off, but just limited, which is what he was today, too. He was a did not practice, but literally Friday's practice is 1 hour long. You had the Monday practice. You had the bonus practice already this week. That's what makes this even more. Just adds more fuel to the fire. Like, dude, Kyle is freaking working the media and working the Seattle Seahawks coaching staff. I guarantee you. And, you know, the question's going to be, you know, to Mike McDonald, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, with Christian McCaffrey questionable, like, how do you prepare for that? The coach answer is this. We prepare every game as if, you know, for every single avenue that's out there, we just want to make sure we're prepared and it's not going to adjust. It's not going to change the way that we approach this game. Bullshit. I've been a part of these. I've been a part of these. It matters. Is CMC out there? We're doing this. If he's not, we're doing this. All right. Well, this makes it where we can't do this. Let's what, dude, trust me. You don't put that out there in the media. They're not going to. And so I don't know. I love this. I it's poker. That like this is the ultimate poker play. And I'm not even a little bit upset. I am loving this, man. And yeah, I could be wrong, Shifty. I probably am. But Christian McCaffrey don't go out there and work out the way that he did today with that attitude and that demeanor and nothing even on his calf. Like, he ain't got no sleeves on it, no whatever else. Like, if it was major, that dude ain't going to be out there. And I even said that. Like, if Christian McCaffrey's not out there today. Now, he was technically did not practice. But again, Friday walkthrough. You go through warm-ups. You go through all that stuff. It's less than an hour-long practice. And yeah, Michael, this is a divisional game. This is a division. When did everything collapse last year? Several points. But whenever you lost to that Geno team, the Seattle Seahawks, that was the lowest point of the year. The other divisional games were huge as well. But when Seattle scored at home, that was when it was over. And you've got to think, this matters. One, Kubiak's over there calling plays. He was with you 2 years ago. Sam Darnold is over there, the quarterback. He was with you 2 years ago. Freaking Robert Saleh, where did he get his start? Seattle. Gus Bradley, where did he get his start? Seattle. All those different things. All those, like, this game matters. It matters. And how you handle that, that's the thing. And Kyle will never, ever disclose anything unless it benefits him, right? And so, you know, I put this tweet out there because I took a snapshot of Kyle Shanahan's face. I freaking love his face, whatever he's like. I love it. I took a snapshot of whenever he said, guys, I'm not going to talk about anything Christian. This is his face. The moment he said, guys, I'm not going to talk about anything dealing with Christian. That's his face. And if you're not watching this live, you can go check it out on Twitter, at JLO Chapman. It's posted on my Twitter. Dude looks, I'm telling you, man, like he's trying his hardest not to laugh at everybody. And because of the machine that is the 49ers content or whatever, and all the negative, whatever. Everybody's going to run with this. Everybody's going to run with it. What's up, Charlie? How we doing, man? Appreciate the super chat. Totally agree, John. CMC is playing. Love the show. I would love to double down and bet. But, man, the lines on Christian McCaffrey week one were just stupid. Now, if they start to fall, then now I'm totally into it. But I'm telling you right now, like, 88 plus rush yards. Nah, I'm not. I didn't like that. I just that's not me. Now I have Christian McCaffrey in my fantasy league, my dynasty league. I'm only in two leagues. I have them in both. I'm starting them in both. That's not going away. I want to keep watching and see if that's going to change. Let's see here. What's the over under on carries? Oh, they pulled it off. My bookie pulled Christian McCaffrey off. Everybody started betting it a certain way. I think that is interesting. Ooh, yeah, he's not on there. Now, we didn't have any of those bets anyway. Oh, man, I love it. But yeah, we're going to do the second half of the show. We are going to dive into all of our bets for this week, which I think I have about 15. Those have been posted on the 40hoursrush.com, and those have been posted on our Patreon for week one bets and season long bets. You can still get those in. But if you are going to the game this week, oh, we're about to dive into previewing the show outside of Christian McCaffrey, which I get it. He's a big deal. But if you or any 49ers fans traveling to Seattle this week, you got to come say what's up. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed,
giveaways, autographed jerseys. Kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out, and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day. But on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Now, I played Prize Picks for over three seasons straight, and my favorite thing about it is just how easy it is. You pick more or less on 2-6 stat projections. If you get the picks right, you cash in. It's that easy. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40 plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Some of the early week one things that you could put in on: Saquon Barkley, more or less than one rushing touchdown. Joe Burrow, more or less than 2.5 touchdowns. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. You want to focus on 49ers? Guess what? They've got it loaded on there. Brock Purdy, more than 12 or less than 12 rushing yards. Christian McCaffrey, 71.5 rushing yards, more or less. You pick two, you get it right, you get paid. Download the app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ERS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Now, this weekend in Seattle, we'll be at the Press Box. Tomorrow, I fly out very early in the morning with Frank Gore. Come meet Frank Gore, get an autograph, party. We got trivia, giving away a ridiculous amount of stuff. We have an all-inclusive premium tailgate, all you can drink, all you can eat, involved as well. Just head over to the Tick Pick app, search 49ers Rush, come party with us. So let's do this. Shout out to my man, Josh, 49ers Faithful Forever. This is our scouting report episode, but I know CMC and all that kind of stuff kind of took over it. But let's dive in. Let's know your enemy. Whenever I first started these episodes like 8 years ago, we would do the intro to Rage Against the Machine, and then they took all my money. But that's okay. That's what happens. I did the copyright stuff. I was just, you know, I didn't have a clue about that stuff. But yeah, know your enemy. So let's learn, you know, and for those of you that are just joining with me, I was a high school football coach in Texas down at Duncanville, you know, for like a decade. And, you know, my first weekly position, whatever, was scouting coach, right? Like, I wasn't even a varsity coach yet. I was an assistant, and my job was to go and scout other high schools that were up on our schedule. And, man, I would have this detailed sheet, and I'd fill it out: best players, weaknesses, who you could attack, what the vulnerabilities are, tendencies, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I just loved it. Like, I was like, I can't believe this is my job. I'm the happiest man alive. Well, I wanted to take that and kind of incorporate all of that into this here. And Josh, you know, 49ers Faithful Forever, he helps write these. He does a hell of a job. He's helped us for years. Just such a pivotal team member to the 49ers Rush team. So let's start talking about the Seattle Seahawks and kind of what they are. Now, with it being the first game of the year, what do you go off of? You go off of the coaching tendencies in the past, but they have a new offensive play caller, completely entire new offensive scheme. They do have the same defensive-minded head coach, Mike McDonald. They still have the same DC, but Mike McDonald is the one that calls it, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you look at kind of the reset that the Seattle Seahawks have had this year. They're going youth, and, you know, they're accumulating draft picks. You trade away Geno, which Geno's not amazing, but Geno's best trait, and this is important, so please remember this. Geno Smith's best trait was able to mitigate poor offensive line play because of how quick he was able to get through his reads and diagnose the defense. Geno Smith's not a top 10 quarterback. I don't even think he's really a top 15 quarterback, but his veteran experience and understanding the offense, he understood where his hot routes were and he could get to them quick. And he could throw the deep ball well. Like, that's what he was able to do. The mobility was there to where, you know, he could sidestep pressure, all those things. And they wanted to keep Geno, but not at that price. So they shipped him off for a couple picks. You go with Sam Darnold, who's about 7 years younger. The pedigree is there. But what is Sam Darnold's biggest issue? Pressure. Dude can't get past pressure. What is Sam Darnold's best trait? That first read. If you keep Sam Darnold on pace and you allow his first read to be open, he'll pick you apart. He'll pick you apart. You saw it at Minnesota. Yeah, shoot, I saw it at training camp 2 years ago when Kubiak, his offensive play caller, and Sam Darnold were with the 49ers. That was the Trey Lance, the, you know, Brock Purdy, all that kind of stuff. That offseason, that training camp. And I remember sitting in, you know, at the practice every day saying, dude, when Sam Darnold's first read is open, he is the fastest decision maker. And that was including Brock Purdy on the one out of three practices he would do. Yeah, one practice on, two practice off, all that stuff. But whenever that first read's open, Sam Darnold has a stronger arm than Brock Purdy. He's bigger than Brock Purdy, and he processed that first read faster than Brock Purdy. Now, outside of that, it's pretty hard to figure out, you know, what Sam Darnold does better than Brock Purdy, because Brock Purdy, accuracy off the charts, getting to that second, third progression off the charts, quick mobility off the charts, poise off the charts. Sam Darnold's known for a lot of things. Poise and staying calm is not one of them. Never has been one of them. Never going to be one of them, probably. Unless he could start for like another 6 years. We'll see. But, he doesn't have Kevin O'Connell anymore. You got Kubiak. No. You don't have a top five offensive line like you did in Minnesota. No. You do not. Even, you know, we're talking offensive linemen. You know, Anthony Bradford, one of their starting guards, he's been sick. He hasn't practiced. You know, I'm waiting on the Seahawks injury report to come out for today, but he missed all of Wednesday's practice, all of Thursday's. Oh, here it is. It just came up. Anthony Bradford, a full participant today, so he's probably going to play. And it was an illness. It was back. So he did not practice Wednesday or Thursday, but he had a full practice today. And, you know, shoot, if we're just, might as well, I'm out of order already. Sorry, Josh. The official injury report from both teams, the Seattle Seahawks, Jake Bobo is out with a concussion. He's their number three wide receiver, which means Torrey Horton, the rookie, is going to be starting. I was really, really high on him out of Colorado State, but he's a rookie. Uchenna Nwosu, who's one of their outside back rushers. They've got about four of them. He starts typically. He's out. Derek Young, kind of their number five, number six wide receiver. He's out as well. So those are the out guys. Everybody else was a full participant. So they have three players out. The 49ers have no players declared out. Even Etur Gross-Matos, coach said, you know, Coach Shanahan said he's fine, which is crazy. I don't think that he's going to be active, but he said no injury designation. He was out there today practicing. We'll see how that goes. Now you have two doubtfuls. Jordan James with the finger and Jordan Watkins, both Jordans, doubtful. And then Christian McCaffrey, he's questionable. I'm telling you right now, Christian McCaffrey's playing. That's just what it is. And I understand sometimes people get upset in the chat. I just want to let you know about this show. Like, I don't mind talking trash. I don't like that. That's cool. I love talking trash. It's my love language. I believe in it. But we are here not to attack people in the chat, not saying that's going on. But, all my moderators and stuff, we don't go after people. We don't call people's names, all that stuff. We have fun. and the moderators will put you in timeout if we can't follow that. I'm very thankful that you guys are here. I love how passionate you are about your team, whether how much you hate your team, Tommy Huxley, or how much you love your team, a lot of other people. I don't care. Tommy Huxley is one of my favorite people in the world, but he's a little negative. That's all right. But yeah, anyway, we're good. We're good. Y'all chill out. We're good. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now back to, let's get back to just kind of where Seattle is. You look at their offense, you know, everything goes through Jaxon Smith-Njigba, their two stud running backs, and Cooper Kupp. Like, that is how they have designed their offense. Their wide receiver three, rookie, we'll have to see what's going on. Like, they expect a lot of great things out of Horton. They really, really do. And I think he's a damn good player, but he is a rookie. JSN had 100 receptions, 1,130 yards, 6 touchdowns last year. Like, this dude is a top 15 wide receiver in the NFL, period. And they are banking on him. They traded away DK Metcalf so that they could build and kind of reset their financial whatever. Yeah, and Cooper Kupp, when he's healthy, he is dangerous. And no doubt about it, he's healthy. It's early in the year. He ain't been hit yet. Whenever he gets broken up, that's where that's rough. I'll look at RTP Matthew. He says, on the road as you speak, right outside Portland. He's driving up. We'll see you in Seattle, man. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. But offensively, Sam Darnold, what's that going to look like? And whenever we get to kind of my game plan at the second part of this show, everything has to be designed to disrupt Sam Darnold and disrupt exactly what he – don't let him get comfortable. I want Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, being upset, you know, red face. I want him looking like me. That's what I want. And, yeah, Johnny Dale, what's up, brother? Says, Darnold versus Sala will be beautiful to watch. Don't let him get comfortable early. Like, Robert Sala has a lot of exotic looks, no doubt about it. But usually it's, man, let's just fill it out. It's all about the second half. Let's figure that out. I don't want to do that. I want Robert Sala going crazy early on. I really do. Those first two defensive series for the 49ers, I want backer blitzes, slot blitzes, safety blitzes, stunts, overloads. Like, I want it all. I do not want Sam Darnold to get comfortable. That's just not what I want. That's not what I want. Shout out to Johnny Dale. Go check out Johnny Dale's Football Academy if you haven't yet. Amazing human. Knows football more than anybody. Breaks it down very, very well. Great human being. Friend. I'm calling Johnny my friend. We've hung out before. And hopefully we get to hang out in New Orleans. You better come see me, buddy. But that's their offense. You know, they spent their first round pick on Grayson Bell. Another guy I was really, really high on. He's starting for them at guard. Is it a quality offensive line? No. Did they improve? Yes. Is it top 16? No. I'd put them in that kind of 17 to 22 range. That's kind of the offensive line. It's about where I put the 49ers. I'd take the 49ers O-line over Seattle's all day because you have Trent. You have Dominic Pooney. I would take those two over anybody that the Seattle Seahawks have. However, they don't have that major glare and weakness. Their center's not great either. So take that for what you want. But their offensive line, not great. Not great. Not great at all. Wide receivers, not great. They got two. After that, nothing's proven. Tight ends, decent tight ends, not near as good as the 49ers. And this is kind of the thing. You know, I was talking about this with Ant on yesterday's show. I forget who asked it. Like, who is Seattle's best player? I think it's Leonard Williams. He's their best player, offense or defense. Is he on the level of Trent, Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Fred Warner, Bosa? No. I don't think he is. He's got two Pro Bowls. I'm not trying to scoff at that. Like, that's a big deal, but I do think he's a top three defensive tackle in the NFL. Like, you can make the argument Leonard Williams might be the best defensive tackle in the NFL. Dude had 11 sacks, 16 tackle for losses. Like, and that dude gave it to Trent Williams last year more than any other player I've ever seen. Whatever. Now, Dominic Pooney had a bad game against Leonard Williams the first game, but then did pretty good game two. So, they don't have the blue chippers that the 49ers do. I would say Leonard Williams. I would probably throw in there Devin Witherspoon and Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Like, those are their three kind of like, all right, these are core foundational building team players. Those three. A lot of French guys outside of that. But make no mistake, we're looking at the top end of the roster. The 49ers have got on almost everybody. Maybe not the Eagles, but that's still a conversation to be had. Still a conversation to be had. Now, defensively, Leonard Williams, dark horse, defensive player of the year candidate. DeMarcus Lawrence, great new addition. Long in the tooth, but he's still a damn good football player. Devin Witherspoon, Byron Murphy II, a damn good player, but didn't get to play a lot last year because he was injured. And then they go draft Nick Emanwori in the second round last year. He's kind of that third hybrid tight end linebacker. What is that going to look like? What's that going to look like? Yeah, their defense. This is the Baltimore defense that Mike McDonald brought over. And, you know, it's driven through defensive backs. Kyle Hamilton and, you know, Marlon Humphrey over there, whatever else. You come over here. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's safeties and it's corners. That's what it's driven through. Nick Emanwori, he's hoping is going to be that kind of Kyle Phillips, whatever guy. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. I don't even think he's going to be starting, but he's going to get some snaps out there. And they have a lot of weak things. Their offensive line's not good. Tight ends are decent. Linebacker group is not good. It's not. It's really, really not. And the quarterback room, Sam Darnold, you're betting on a lot of upside. They're betting on youth, and they're betting on upside. But Sam Darnold is kind of your goldfish quarterback. And what I mean by that is, like, what's the goldfish rule? The goldfish can grow as large as his environment allows him to. Man, you put Sam Darnold was not good for the 49ers whenever he was with us. He did not play well in the time that he was out there. Now, backup-wise and whatever else, like, all right, cool. But, like, you look at Sam Darnold's, like, stats with the 49ers in 2023, whenever he was with us, 28 of 46, 60% completion, not good. Two touchdowns, one pick, all right, decent. Like, what was his passer rating? 85, decent. 49.3, like, 50 is average. He was slightly below that. Went 0-1 in his only start for us. Like, we didn't get to see him a lot, but he wasn't that great. Then you put him in Minnesota. Good Lord. One of the most quarterback-friendly places you could possibly be. He tore it up. He tore it up. Still only a 57.3 QBR. But 102.5 quarterback rating ain't bad. Did get sacked 48 times last year behind a good old line. Like, he still struggles with pressure. He really, really does. You're going to have a lot of pressure playing for Seattle. You're going to have a lot of pressure playing for Seattle. Period. It's just what it is. Like, that's not going to change. And you look at what Seattle was accomplished last year. Offense, they were ranked 16th. Defense, 14th. Special team, 6th. Overall, 12th. Not a lot of just like, hey, this is awesome. Can they build on that? Can they build on that? Well, I want to tell you some of my bets and what I think is going to happen. Predictions next. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a five-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. All right, couple quick updates, and this is in print from Matt Barrows. Christian McCaffrey on what happened yesterday in practice. Quote, nothing serious, I can tell you that. Like I said, I feel great about where I'm at. Unfortunately, when you have an injury history like I have, sometimes when you don't practice, things get blown out of proportion, end quote. Christian McCaffrey's playing. I hate to tell everybody this. He's playing. I didn't say this last year. I said last year he is not playing for a very long time. And I called BS on Kyle Shanahan's thing last year. I said he was not going to play for a long time. Now I'm telling you, Christian McCaffrey's playing this week. And I could be wrong. Hold me to it. Judge me for my wins and my losses. I am transparent. I'm not a guy that likes to pound his chest, and I'll bring up whatever I'm wrong on this show, probably more so than it. Like whenever I go through like draft picks and like guys I like Trey Lance. I was way off on that one. I did make a lot of money betting that the 49ers were drafting though, but that's okay. Whatever. Oh, look at this. Tree Man saying nice things about me. I like that. Just discovered Chapman, I have to say. Super legit. You guys already know that, though. Man, appreciate that. And everybody that's with us right now, this is show, 1503? We've been doing this for a minute, and I'm thankful for you. Again, I am a fan. I am a former coach. I am not a beat writer. I am not an insider. I'm not a bootlicker that's going to kiss the 49ers' ass over everything and just tell you it's great all the time. I ain't that guy. So, like, take my CMC news with whatever. But I'm also not clickbait, hate-filled anger. My job, the way that I see it, and again, it's my own show and my whatever. So my job is I want to create a better fan experience. That's why we do the road trips. I want to create a better community. I want this to be relatively kid friendly. I do like to party. I do like to drink, but like kids get it free to every event we've ever done. And we give out so much stuff to the kiddos. I became a fan of the Niners at 9 years old, growing up in Dallas, Texas. Why? Because of a jersey and because of my hate for my stepfather. He was a Cowboys fan. That's really why. But like, yeah. So anyway, that's who I am. And judge me for those things. But yeah, call me out whenever I'm wrong. I don't mind that. Like, yeah, call me out, please. Yeah, I ain't mad about any of those things. Now, the history of the 49ers versus Seattle is important. It's one of the few matchups where the 49ers are not in favor. Seattle has won more games. 31 wins for Seattle, 23 for the 49ers. Now that started to shift. The 49ers have won three straight at Seattle. Brock Purdy has not lost there. Three in a row. I've been to the last four games there. This would be my fifth in a row at Seattle. And, man, on top of that, the 49ers have won six out of the last seven games against Seattle. The most recent one was the only loss. Like, they have had their number. And Seattle's on a downturn. Now, the coaching change, they haven't won a playoff game in five seasons. Like, everybody talking about how many 49ers fans, 53% of tickets bought for the game this weekend, which, by the way, I always tell everybody, wait. Ticket prices started to drop this morning. I'm still going to wait to buy my ticket. But, again, always buy plane tickets and hotels early. Always wait on game tickets. Always wait on game tickets. And whenever you do buy, go TickPick. Use TickPick. Let's go. They're the best out there. Best customer service in the world. So, last time the 49ers played the Seahawks, Brock Purdy went 21 of 28, 159 yards, one touchdown, one interception. I do not expect them to go throw crazy. I just don't see it. It doesn't make sense to me. It really, really doesn't. And whenever you look at just kind of like how this game's going to go, you know, we posted our bets this morning. And yeah, I feel pretty good about a lot of what we do. I love, you know, betting the under in early weeks of the NFL season. And so I bet the under. I did. But I bet the under, and then I also, if you go into alternative lines, you can give back some of the payoff for more points. And so that's under alternative line. So I bet big on the game being under 45.5 points because I think both teams want to establish the run. I think both teams want to do that. And defenses are almost always ahead of the offenses. Maybe not last night whenever you had, you know, Dak Prescott was on fire, but still the under hit last night too. Yeah, it scored like 44 points in the first half and then no points in the second half. Like, it was weird. I was like, man, I guess that under bet's not going to pay off, but it still hit. And I'm betting big on Ricky Pearsall. Huge. I'm betting Ricky Pearsall, you know, over 44.5 receiving yards. I'm betting Ricky Pearsall over 3.5 catches. Like, I think that he is going to be a mainstay in this offense week one. He's the only guy that has consistently been there throughout this offseason. It's him and George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey. Like, I'm telling you right there, both teams want to run the ball 28 plus times. You got to force them out of it. You got to. Tommy, I told you he's negative. Appreciate the super chat, my brother. Is CMC Cook like Pancata? No, he's not. CMC's fine. He's 29-year-old running back, though. That is true. And proceed with caution, but I'm not betting any Christian McCaffrey this week. And I'm also not going to bet any Brock Purdy. Because if it rains, which there's a 40% chance of rain game time right now, I'm sorry. Brock Purdy struggles in the rain. I don't know what else to say there. So I posted all of our bets on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page. Both are in the link of this description of this video. So if you want to bet with us, we post them every week. We've been doing it for years. We've done pretty well. Last year went the best year, but man, we have posted profits. I think 6 out of 7 years we've been doing this. Hoping to get back on a win streak. We lost last year. Not huge, but we did lose. We did not come out positive. I'll be very frank, very honest. But, again, look through my bets. See what you like. Stick with those ones you like and X out the ones you don't like. I even show you what I bet and how much they pay out. And if you just want to check it out, go sign up. We have a 7-day free trial. Won't cost you a penny. So you got to do the Jerry Rice tiering up for all of our bets, Zoom hangouts, and videos. If you just want our video coach tape breakdown, every play, offense, defense, special teams for the past 4.5 years, you get every single play broken down on coach's tape. Man, that's $8 a month. Comes out to like a quarter of video we do, whether you watch them all or not. But again, 7-day free trial. Go sign up. See if you like it. If you don't, cancel. Won't cost you a penny. I ain't going to get mad at you. But that is how I feed my family. So if you do want to support the show, that is the best way to do it. The 49ersrush.com or our Patreon page. That is where we do everything. So just a couple bets that I really, really liked. I'm big on Ricky Pearsall. And if you want to check out the rest of the bets that we have, man, those are all posted for you guys over there. Now, let's talk my favorite matchups of this game. I'm pretty excited about this because division is everything. When you look at the NFL, if you win your division, great things happen. You don't win your division, you got to get lucky. You got to hope things break your way that you don't even control. You win your division, you're in the dance. You're in the playoffs. You handle things. You got to win your division. Week one, the NFL, man, they're putting division matchups all over week one and week 18. I'm not mad about it. I just want to kind of warm up into it. But anyway, that's take that for what you want. But my favorite matchups, okay, when the 49ers are on defense, man, Jackson, and so I put these in three categories. What's Seattle's best matchup? What's the 49ers' best matchup? And what's the best blue chip on blue chip? Best player on best player matchup. Just that pure football delicacy, you know what I mean? Worth the price of admission. So the Seahawks' best matchup, I think it's pretty obvious when the 49ers on defense. Upton Stout or Chase Lucas, whoever the slot corner is, going against Jackson Smith and Jigba and Cooper Kupp. They both work the slot. They rotate. So one will be outside, one will be in the slot, or they'll both be in the slot. They don't do a lot of, 11. They do 11 personnel, and they'll motion a tight end all the way out so that Cooper Kupp and JSN can both be slot, quote-unquote, wide receivers. But their best matchup when the 49ers are on defense is that slot corner. That's huge. And so what's that going to look like? That's going to be huge. Now, the 49ers' best matchup on defense is Nick Bosa versus Abe Lucas, who just got $15 million per year. That's Nick Bosa has cooked that dude his entire career. And, yeah, I think good things are going to happen there. Now, the best blue chip matchup is Fred Warner versus Kenneth Walker, who's a very strong, physical, hyper-athletic running back, just hasn't stayed healthy. But Fred Warner versus Kenneth Walker, yeah, come on, man. That's going to be fun. That's going to be a good time. Now let's flip the script. When the 49ers are on offense, the 49ers' best matchup is Kittle versus anybody. Now, you want to put Nick Imanwori out there or George Kittle? Please do. Y'all remember the Josh Simmons experiment where they spent that first-round pick on that, 6'3"-plus safety that runs a 4.3. It could do it. He's the Kittle eraser. Yeah, how'd that go? That dude, I don't even think he's in the NFL anymore. Kittle's still ticking. So George Kittle versus anybody, I'm taking Kittle all day. And let's be real. George Kittle has been the two best players all of training camp has been George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey. No doubt about it. Those two guys on the 49ers offense, almost unstoppable. Now, the flip side, the Seattle Seahawks' best matchup when the 49ers are on offense, oh my gosh, anybody versus Jake Brendel. The strength of their team is defensive tackles and secondary. Leonard Williams, Byron Murphy, like, golly, those guys against Jake Brendel, I am terrified to death. Now, Jake Brendel can hold his own in pass protection. That's kind of his staple. It's the run game that's the concern. It's the tackle for losses. It's the block for a second and a half and not have enough functional strength. Turn around and watch your running back get destroyed. Jake Brendel, that's the stuff that just breaks my freaking heart, and I am terrified. That's my concern. Jake Brendel got his lunch ate last year versus this team. So I'm worried about that. Now, the best blue chip, oh, this is cool. Trent Williams versus DeMarcus Lawrence or Trent Williams versus Leonard Williams. We got to see it a couple of days. Leonard Williams plays everywhere. But yeah, him versus DeMarcus Lawrence, like, you're talking two graybeards with elite, you know, production throughout their careers. Oh, that is just freaking awesome, man. Like, I always say, like, you know, worth the price of admission. I mean that. Like, that is awesome. And so I'm pretty excited about those matchups, so pay attention to those. And, you know, take this for what you will. The best thing that you can do as a fan is when you're at home watching the game, and shout out to Pat Kerwin. Like, he put out a great book, Stop Watching the Ball. Don't watch the ball. I'm not saying don't watch the ball. You watch the ball sometimes. But pick a couple of plays and just watch Trent Williams. This week, watch Trent Williams. Whenever we're on offense and on defense, watch Nick Bosa. Don't watch the ball. Just watch. Trust me. What's going to happen is it's going to start. You're going to start thinking like you're Neo, right? And you're going to be like, whoa, I know Kung Fu. It just opens up the way everything happens in the game and you start to see things differently. So when the 49ers are on offense in the broadcast view, watch Trent Williams, 71. And when we're on defense, watch 97, Nick Bosa. Trust me. You're going to enjoy that. It's going to change the way the game unfolds. You're going to see things differently. It just takes some time. I'm not saying do it every play. Just maybe one play a series. Just trust me. Anyway, let's get to my predictions. All right. When the 49ers are on offense, run, and play action. I don't give a damn if CMC doesn't play. He will. You still got to establish the run. You need to run the football. You don't have the wide receiver core to go out and do what you want to do in the pass game. And I know Juwan Jennings is going to play, and I'm kind of thankful nobody's even brought up Juwan Jennings too much in the chat today. Very thankful for that. But that dude's practiced four times. That's it. It takes a while to get back to football shape. I don't think that he's really there. Ricky Pearsall is, and that's why I'm going really, really heavy on Ricky Pearsall bets this week. And if it doesn't hit, hey, that's on me. But run the ball, establish play action, get your layups, get your short stuff. I hope we get screens, and I hope we get jet sweeps. There's no Debo. He ain't walking out with the boombox, ladies and gents. Doesn't matter. You have built this entire offense off of run, play action, and moving the pocket. Outside zone, all that pairs together. Allow that to be there. Now, I want Brian Robinson to get involved. 6 to 8 carries would be ideal. I'm telling you right now, I think he's going to get less than that. I don't think he's going to get that many carries. Now, I do like that he's getting all of these reps the last 2 days of practice. That's huge. Getting him up to par. And Kyle Shanahan was asked, like, man, are you concerned if Brian Robinson's ready? Has he had enough practice time? He says, well, he doesn't have to be ready for the whole year. He just got to be ready for week one. And he's gotten the reps and the game plan and kind of what they're trying to do. So I think that's huge. So, you know, I wrote 6 to 8 carries I'd be happy with. Dude, I would love that. But just run the ball. And, you know, another thing too, Mike McDonald, you go back and you watch the tape. Last year, he does a lot of two high safeties. Against the 49ers last year, he was not crowding the box. That's not what they do. Now, they'll bring the safeties down at the snap based on their under keys. So, like, they'll read that unblocked guard. Again, you want to talk about not watching the ball. The unblocked, you know, offensive lineman, usually whatever guard, that safety to that side, they will read the offensive guard that is uncovered, And that key, and those safeties key on that quick. So even though they're not in the box, they'll come flying in. You see that a lot with Mike McDonald. I mean, that's just kind of what he does. That's their under key. They're going to watch that all day. So you're going to get those two high safety looks, which means the 49ers won't be checking out of those run packages a lot. I'm excited about that. The triangle, baby. Here we go. Again, linebackers are a concern for the Seattle Seahawks. And I want them to be put in a blender where you've got George Kittle, Ricky Pearsall, CMC. CMC's playing this week, guys. I don't know what to tell you. He's playing. Like, you can, and again, I know Johnny talked about this earlier in the John and Wayne show, which if you missed that, I was on Wayne's show this morning. Go check that out. That was a lot of fun. The Wayne Breezy. Support your guy. But yeah, like, you know, Bill Walsh talked about the triangle. You know, you set that up where it's like these 3 points. It's Phil Jackson, man. I've been talking about it all week. Those three guys, like, dude, you just pick apart those linebackers, which Kyle Shanahan's better at than anybody. He really is. CMC, Kittle, Pearsall. Just whichever one they want to take away, let them. The other two, you feed like crazy. You feed like crazy. Oh, man. Now, Tyreek Woolen, who did practice today, I want to attack him. I think that's huge. Now, you know, he did not practice Wednesday. Tyreek Woolen did not practice Thursday. He's been sick, but he had a full practice today. Dude, I am going after Tyreek Woolen in the run game as much as possible. He's a damn good cover corner, height, weight, speed specimen, but he's soft. He don't like contact. Remember, he got benched 2 years ago against the 49ers because Juwan Jennings, he couldn't tackle him. So I want screens his way. I want outside run games his way, jet sweeps his way. I want to pull Trent his way. I want Kittle block. I want everybody going at Tyreek Woolen. Like, I want to see the physicality, the physical bullying mentality and play call in those first 10 scripted plays. We're going to the perimeter at Tyreek Woolen's side. Let's see if he wants to be a man today. That's what I want to see. Don't let the defensive tackles kill you from the inside. Man, help that pass pro out. Ben Bartsch, question mark. Dominic Pooney, not fully healthy. Dude, help out the A and B gaps in pass pro. They're going to cost you in the run game because Jake Brindle's your center. Don't let them kill you. And I, you know, if I was doing a Seahawks podcast, which thank God my life doesn't suck that bad. Man, that sucks. Some people have to do that for a living. Yeah. Anyway, if I was a Seahawks guy, I would say, look, you're going to show overload blitzes on the right side of the offensive line because everybody could exploit the 49ers offensive line rules where, okay, we've got numbers on the offensive left, so we're going to blue this thing. Everybody's going to block left, and then those guys drop out, and then you actually bring the delayed blitz on the right side. Every team does it against the 49ers with a quality defensive coordinator. This ain't going to be any different. They're going to show overload left or right. They're going to bring it from the other side. Like, that's just a Kyle Shanahan offensive line, Chris Forster offensive line place that teams can take advantage of. It's just what it is. Now, when the 49ers are on defense, this is where, all right, well, let's talk. I want to get after Sam Darnold. I want all the blitzes in the world. Now, I don't want like 7-8 man Steve Wilkes cover zero blitzes. I want 5-man pressure. I want zone drops. I want to bring the nickel and I want to drop Mikael Williams in the hook to curl zone. I want those things. And so 4-5 man pressure, that is a good, I want pressure, man. I want designed pressure. I want simulated pressures. And I know we're going to see that on third downs. That's the you know, Robert Saleh specialty. Whenever you walk down D Winners and Fred Warner in the A-gaps, and they're acting like they're coming, and then they bounce out to those hook-to-curl zone, the 5-7 drops. Like, that's cool. I just want Sam Darnold to never feel comfortable. I just don't. I don't want that. I want him seeing ghosts, being panicked, feeling frustrated, and just uncomfortable. How do you do that? Don't let him get settled in. I am not, like, there's two ways, right? And I used to say this as a coach, and I know Saban said it a lot, and I think Belichick said it a lot. Like, who are you? Are you the reactor, or are you the provoker? Like, which one are you? Are you just going to sit back and see what their game plan is, or are you going to say, screw that, they got to react to me, right? What's the Walter White? Who do you think you're talking to right now? I am the one who knocks. I want Robert Saleh freaking knocking down that damn door. Almost, my stuff almost fell down. My wife's going to get mad. She gets mad whenever I hit the desk. Sorry. The dog goes crazy. But like, I'm going to get in trouble on the show. But like, like I want to go after that dude, and I want Seattle questioning, man, why the hell did we sign this guy to a 3-year deal? We should have kept Geno. That's what I want them saying. And it's not so much that I don't like Sam Darnold, like whatever. I don't give a damn. You play for Seattle, dude. Go freaking get him. Go get him. Yeah, go get him. And so I want to set the damn tone. I really, really do early. And I hope the defense does that. Go get Exotic. Go get him. Crazy defensive tackle rotation. You're young there. Hey, Kalia Davis, Jordan Elliott, those are your starters. But man, I want to see CJ West. I want to see Alfred Collins. I want everybody in there getting reps. Especially in the first half, see how it goes. And then second half, whoever's excelling, you get to start it off. Like, that's what I want to see. Oh, man, the defensive tackle room. Like, if I could just, like I always play these, like, stupid games in my head where I'm like, okay, you get to pick one spot. There's magical genie or whatever. You get to pick one position that just dominates for the 49ers. Only one position. Which one are you going to pick? I'm picking defensive tackles. Like, if the 49ers defensive tackles could step up and be even just adequate, average, or a strength, this defense is back, baby. We're back, baby. It's back. Now, can you get to that? And is there a magic genie? No. But I'm just saying, like, dude, if you just got average to above average play from the defensive tackle room, oh my gosh, I would be so freaking pumped, dude. That's huge. And that's what I freaking want. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that is what I want. And so, yeah, can you get there? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what it is. Right here, Bucky Boy, he says, John, who was the quarterback that CJ West said he wanted to sack the most? Man, let me find it because I should have had it keyed up. I've been on CMC Gate all damn day, so I apologize about that. But let me see. I have it here. Give me just a second. I'll get it pulled up quick right after this. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community, and all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. All right. I said I would get it pulled up, and I'm struggling finding it, and I feel like such a freaking jerk. And I'm so mad because I know that we have it, and Eric, my social media guy, is just going to kill. Oh, here it is. I just found it. I'm like searching through files as like we're doing this live show, which is like the worst radio ever or whatever the hell this is. So I apologize about that. But yeah, the question was, you know, because we had CJ West on the show and he was freaking awesome. You know what I mean? And one of the questions I asked him was like, okay, do you have, and this was right after he got drafted and he joined us. So here we go. Asking him just about, you know, what he felt and which quarterback he wanted to get. From Mike here in the chat, which quarterback are you looking forward to most hunting down? You talked about earlier. Who is that guy in the NFL that you're like, I can't wait?
That's a tough one. Any quarterback that plays for the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah. Any quarterback. Perfect. I don't care who they put on the field. Any quarterback that plays for the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, man. Yeah, freaking awesome. Any quarterback that plays for the Seahawks, that's who he's want to get. He gets the chance. He gets the chance. I freaking love it. Thank you for bringing that up. I should have had that cued. I don't know. That CMC's been whatever. JP, look at this, member for 14 months. I think he's been a member longer than that. YouTube always gets messed up with the times. Thank you, JP. You're the best. 34-17, faithful family. See you tomorrow. I can't wait, man. We're going to get some food. We're going to hang out. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited about that. So, Upton Stout, can he be the guy? That's a rough ask for the rookie to go after their best player down in and down out. Play a lot of cover three, cover six, you know, do some of that stuff. That's going to help out the rookie a lot. Can he stop the slot fades? You're going to see a bunch of them. Can Jair Brown tackle? Has he learned how to tackle the last 2 weeks? Because he still ain't learned how to do it. Fred Warner's going to be Fred. But I still think the 49ers are going to win this game. I do. I bet it. I bet the under. 49ers are 2-point favorites. I'm not betting that they cover because of the rain. Possibility of rain, that changes everything. But I'm predicting 49ers win 20-17. Close divisional game. Both teams want to run the ball. We'll have to see if, you know, you can mitigate the injuries or the calf or whatever else. But, man, I'm so pumped about this. We've been through hell. And the funny thing is, even when we get excited about football and it's so damn close, you bring back some CMC PTSD that you got to deal with. Niners fans going through it now. Being a Niners fan is kind of like being a fan of dog years. Like, you age quite a bit. I got all these grays up here, man. Like, they're there. And why are they there? Well, because, yeah, I'm a fan of the freaking faithful. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. Now, if you are coming to Seattle, you got to come party with us and Frank Gore. We're going to be at the press box tomorrow, Saturday, from 2 to 6 p.m. Kids get in free always. And we got your premium all included. All-inclusive tailgate, unlimited food, premium drinks, mixed drinks, beer, seltzers, you name it, you get it. We'll do a walk to the stadium together. It's only like a block and a half, but it's such a fun walk. And if you can't make it to Seattle, next week we're going to be in New Orleans. That's right. We'll be partying on Bourbon Street back-to-back weeks. We're going to be at the Bourbon Street Drinkery. We run out both floors. Oh, can't wait. We got a seafood tailgate. Why not, baby? We got barbecue, king's cake, all kinds of hot dogs, whatever else, you name it. That tailgate in Seattle is going to be bonkers. Just go to the Tick Pick app, search 49ers Rush, two words, 49ers one word, Rush the second word. It pulls up all of our events, or go through the link in the description of this video. I am so pumped. I got to finish getting packed. My flight is at like 5 a.m. I will be in Seattle tomorrow with Frank Gore. I hope you guys come say what's up. And that's going to do it for us today. CMC is playing. CMC is playing. CMC is playing. And if he doesn't, man, I don't want you holding back. Come and get me. But whenever he does play, I'm just saying. Y'all are the best. 49ers to be 1-0 after we talk next. We'll be going live as soon as the game ends on this channel. I'll be live at Lumen having a good time. And hopefully it's a celebration and not a therapy consult, but we'll be doing it. Thank you guys. You're the absolute best. Love y'all. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.